Welcome to the original Italian American podcast, Keeping It Real with Frankie D at ItalianAmericanLife.com. My guest today is Janice Therese Mancuso, a writer, author, researcher, specializing, and this is my favorite part, in Italian American history, culture, and heritage. That is excellent. Janice, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Well, thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
No, I'm happy to have you. You know, I got to tell you, you know, I look you up and you're a powerhouse. You do a lot of things, and we will get into all that. But tell us a little bit about where you're from, you know, where you grew up and where the family's from in Italy.
Well, I was born in Brooklyn, New York. Then moved out to Long Island. My father's family is from Sicily. My mother's father is from the Naples area. And my father actually immigrated here with his family in 1930. He was like, I think, 8 years old.
What city is he from?
Trapani.
Oh, okay.
Trapani. I never say it correct. I don't know. I just can't get correct. The accent sometimes.
You know, it's funny. In Chicago, obviously, there's a lot. I'm in Chicago. There's a lot of Sicilians. But you know what? From Trapani, I've never come across one person that said they were from Trapani. So apparently, the people from there did not come to Chicago. I'm assuming they probably went to New York and more specifically Brooklyn. And where is?
Well, I'll tell you, I would have liked to have known a little more about my family history when I was younger. I took it for granted being Italian. I thought everybody wanted to be Italian because it was so great, you know, to be Italian. And I just took it for granted, and I really didn't learn a lot about the history of my family.
Well, I'm assuming.
So I would say to anybody out there listening, you know, find out about your ancestors and learn more about them.
Oh, absolutely. No, I agree. And the time to do it is when they're alive. That's for sure. But I'm assuming
yes.
You are from Brooklyn. I'm assuming that you grew up amongst many Italian people.
Well, actually, yes. But I was young when we moved out to Long Island. And yes, there was a lot of Italians in the neighborhood, but also almost every other ethnic group. I remember in school that I had all friends from all different cultures. So it was very mixed. And then, of course, I think one of the biggest things was that for all the holidays, we'd go back into Brooklyn on my father's side, which was a very large family, and there's always large celebrations. My mother's side was a little more subdued. There wasn't there was a large family, but we didn't get together that much. So I had both two different types of family celebrations, I guess you would call it. Some were very, like I said, large and lots of excitement and everything, and then some were very quiet.
And you said that your mom's side, they're from the Naples area, I believe you said?
Yes, yeah, my grandfather was. I haven't found out too much. I'm still trying to find out a little more about the town and where they're from. My mother was born in New York.
Okay.
And my maternal grandmother was also, from what I understand, born in New York. But like I said, I'm still doing some research on that. It just takes some time. And I wish I had done this years ago, but I really didn't get very involved in being Italian American or my Italian heritage until I left New York and moved to North Carolina. And then I just missed that whole thing about being Italian. Fortunately, there was a couple of groups down there because a lot of people were starting to move down there at the time. This is in the early 1990s. And I got involved with them and became very involved with the group and started doing a newsletter. And that's how I became more involved with all my projects now. It was from that newsletter. I was just fascinated by all the things.
Out of curiosity, I hate to interrupt you. Have you ever been to Italy?
No, virtually. I have not been physically. And just circumstances and things that happened just have prevented me, but I think that I know more about Italy than a lot of the people who have gone there and visited. So, and you know, today with online, so much there.
Oh no, I get what you're saying. It's different from, you know, 1980. You can almost experience it through the computer. But my advice to you, please take a trip to Italy, at least one.
Well, actually, I'm thinking about it. I actually got a invitation from one of the authors. They have a home there on the southern coast, and they invited me. So I'm kind of thinking about it, but think about how to work it into my schedule.
You
so
go. You say
it
you
might be a future yourself. Thing.
Uncle Frankie said I better go, so you better go. Okay.
Okay.
You have a list that is just, to me, it's incredible. And I'm just going to read it, and then we're going to talk about these things. So you are the founder. You're the founder of the Italian American Heritage Project. You're the founder of 31 Days of Italians. You're the director of Italian American Press. You're the publisher of a newsletter, Tutto Italiano. And then you are the author of a book that is entitled Con Amore. So that there's just so much. Why don't we start with the Italian American Heritage Project? Explain to us what exactly that is.
Well, that everything evolved from being involved in the Italian American club when I was in North Carolina. Because once I started doing the research, like I said, I became so fascinated that one thing just led to another. And the Italian American Heritage Project was because of the research that I was doing. And at that time, this was like almost 20 years now since I had been researching and doing Italian American projects. I was really fed up with there not being enough out there to show the Italian American experience with education, with what's happening in schools, especially with Columbus Day, with what was happening with the nationwide Italian American organizations. There was so much going on that I felt needed to be more out there, more accessible to the public, even with all the websites that are there. And I'm not sure how much my website makes a difference, or any of them do, but it was just felt that I had this need that I had to get more information, more positive and more truthful and factual information out. And that's how that became. I got a grant from the Italian Historical Society of America, and I did the research and actually created lesson plans about the letter that Columbus wrote once he came or discovered, although people get annoyed with that, but he actually did. He discovered this new continent for Europe, and the letter he wrote back to King Ferdinand, Queen Isabella, I took a copy of that and I made that into a lesson plan to get students from grades, I think it's from kindergarten or first grade to 12th grade, to learn more about the motive of Columbus because of what was going on with what they were being taught in school.
Wow, very impressive. I mean, that's just, that's great of you.
Thank you.
That's incredible things. And I understand you started that in 2018. So 6 years you've been doing it. Is that something like, would it be on your website that we would find the Italian American Heritage Project and like all the things that it entails?
Yeah, actually it is. It's a website. You can go to, it's probably easier just to go to my website, jtmancuso.com. And the links to all the other websites are there. The links to, there's a link to Tutto Italiano, which is, you know, again, like everything just evolved. It was just one thing after the other. And it was so much information. I was just so fascinated. I just had to get it out. And that's how Con Amore came about and the newsletter.
Well, let's
and
back up.
31
tell
Days of Italians. That,
yes, I'm sorry to interrupt, but tell me a little bit about
that's
the
right.
newsletter. Tutto Italiano. Is this something like how often does it come out? Obviously, this is an online newsletter, but how often does it come out and what's some of the content?
Yeah, I started that in 2014, so it's 20 years. And I just last year, or just actually this year, started at every other month. I used to send it out every month, but and I'd research, I'd do an article about Italy, and then I have or Italian American, but mostly about Italy because again, Italy, you know, is so beautiful and so this. The history there is just absolutely amazing. And then I have a thing about the Italian American press, the authors, new books that'll come out or whatever it might be. And then I also have a thing about the Italian American Heritage Project, but I've updated that. I write about stereotypes, discrimination against Italians, things that, you know, the history of things along those lines. And then I have a section on Italian American news that comes from all over the United States, whatever I can find, is that's online news links that I provide the links to, and then news about Italy.
I got to ask a question. Are you doing this alone or do you have a helper, a staff? Let me do this.
No, this is I do this all on my own. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So this is like, and I, there again, I don't know, like I do you work full time? Is this, are you retired? Is this like a
This is
hobby?
my work full time. This is what I've always done. I've been doing this. When I started this, I lived in North Carolina. I was teaching. I was a adjunct a college instructor, and also had a floral design business. So I did all of that. But all the Italian American or the Italian work that I do is like it's just part of me. It's
It's
just. It just energizes me. It just makes me
your
want
passion.
to share it with other people. I think that's the most important thing, to get the word out about how wonderful our heritage is and all the things we've contributed to America, which are kind of like thrown away. People take that for granted. I mean, even America is named after an Italian. You know, there's just so much that Italians have contributed that is just never acknowledged.
I hear you,
And that's how I
Janice.
started 31 Days of Italians.
Let me ask you something. It just popped in my head. So you are on this crusade to promote and to educate and to make aware. Honestly, tell me, like, how is the feedback from all this? And be honest.
I don't get a lot of feedback, but when I do get it's wonderful. It really, you know, there's people that are very, very appreciative and contact me from one way, either whether it be an author or a reader of Tutto Italiano or someone who used 31 Days of Italians for their child who had an article to write, you know, for their class.
Well, tell us
So
about that if you mind, if you don't
it's
mind.
not a
What is
lot.
31 Days of Italians? What does that mean?
31 Days of Italians is 31 days in October, and for each day there's someone to honor for Italian American Heritage Month,
For
which doesn't get a lot of attention, especially lately, with all the
so you're
attention
not
on you know
right.
other cultures.
Okay, so I'm assuming
And
that
I
yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
no, this was this was in 2006. Because with the research I was doing, I found hardly anything for Italian American Heritage Month, even with the national organization. So I actually took this from the idea from Black History Month in February, where they did the same thing. They had, you know, a person for each day. So I created it for October, 31 Days of Italians. And the first day is always for, you know, our ancestors who came here without, you know, anyone who has any kind of an Italian heritage. And there's way more. I mean, they say there's like, what, 26 million or whatever. There's many, many people who have Italian heritage who don't even know about it because this goes so far back. And it starts with that. on the first day, and then I have honorary members on certain days who have contributed so greatly to Italian, to American history and culture, that they're not even acknowledged as being Italian because they're just, you know, part of America. And then the last day, which is Halloween, I made that a day that you can honor anybody, that, you know, anyone who's Italian that you think deserves a special day.
Can you give me an example of someone?
Okay, actually, I've got my website right here. I'm looking at the honorary members. Okay, I
just
have
any day.
Constantino Bermudi. Okay, he's the he's called the Michelangelo of the Capitol because he I don't have the dates in front of me, but he did a lot of the paintings in the Capitol building, Washington D.C. Montessori, Maria Montessori. Everybody knows about her. Her education techniques have been so integrated into not only American culture, but also throughout the world.
But
see.
You know what, though, Janice?
Amerigo Vespucci.
Maria Montessori. No, I was just saying, Maria Montessori. You know what, though? We think everybody knows that, but maybe they don't. You know, maybe people just see, I've heard of this Montessori school, but they have no clue who that's named after, who started it, whose vision it was. So, no, it's excellent what you're doing. Do you change it on a yearly basis, or is it the same month every year, or do you change some of them? Do you add people?
Yes, actually, as we're working on right now for 2024-25, the honorary members always stay. I have an annual list, and that changes each year. And I'm just working on that now, because that ties in with my newsletter. I mentioned that, and October is not too far away. So I like you said, out a press release, and I like to get that out, just to get the information out.
Do you take suggestions?
Oh, 31 Days of Italians is pretty much set. It depends upon, I've had a few people make suggestions, and it just depends upon the people on that list have to have greatly contributed to American culture or society, where they've had to make a substantial difference in something that Americans are, you know, just take for granted pretty much. You have someone in mind?
No, I'm a very little mini version of you. Mini, I'm nowhere near you, but I too am always looking to promote and make people aware and educate. And you pretty much hit it on the head, like, you know, as far as the responses and the feedback. Keep doing what you're doing because you're making a difference. And I'm going to look through my stuff. I'm sure I'll be sending you some suggestion. You don't have to use it. Just, you know, it always helps to get more. And absolutely keep doing what you're doing, because it's amazing things. And it's important. Tell me about this book that you authored, Con Amore. What is that about?
Oh, Con Amore, that again came out of my research. For food, I used to teach cooking. I wrote a cookbook also, and I just decided that I wanted to write a book about Italian food in America, and I introduced it through a bunch of characters, chefs, and it has a little love interest there, a little bit of a mystery, some jealousy, some, you know, all different kinds of things. It's like, I guess, like a food novel. And I set it out in Montauk, where I used to go out there a lot, living on Long Island. It was a fun place to go years ago. I don't know about now, but I had a lot of fun researching it and writing it, and I enjoyed it. So, like I said, there's a lot of history in there also about the food of Italy and how it became the food of America, which is like another, I don't really go into pizza that much, which is like the greatest. I'm a pizza addict, so, but I don't really go into that too much, but more about other foods and how they came integrated into the I guess American food system.
Very good. I did kind of assume that you had some type of teaching background, because just the way you were talking about putting lessons together, I really did figure that. And what was your what did you teach?
I taught business marketing. I have a degree from Adelphi, along on an MBA, which is more of the business end of it. I also had a gift shop and a wholesale business, but that was before I moved to North Carolina. But like I said before, when I moved to North Carolina, I was missing being Italian. And that's when I started getting involved, and everything kind of switched, even though I still did the floral design. But I also taught cooking, like I said, business, management, marketing, cooking, photography. I used to be a professional photographer. So there was like a lot of pretty much anything that what? I knew I kind of taught.
What haven't you done? That's just amazing. You've touched
like there's a lot.
No, I don't know. But tell me something. All these things we just went over, you're going to keep doing them, right? You have no plans to stop.
It does get overwhelming, I have to admit, but it's just something in me when I start writing about anything with Italian or Italian American heritage or history, it just energizes me. And it just makes me feel that I have to continue. It's like, that's my mission. You know, that's what I'm here for.
Well, I'm glad
it may sound
to hear
silly,
that
but
answer.
That's.
Yeah, I love that answer. I'm glad to hear it. We need you to continue. And that's such a, yeah, that's great that you feel like that's why you're here. You know, it's almost like, well, if I don't do it, who's going to do it? And so I need to do it. It's a calling, right?
Yeah, it is a calling. There are some people out there that do things. I have to say that I don't know anyone who does what I do.
I
just
agree with
one
that.
Thing led to another, and it's just what, you know, it's just what I do. And I guess I do it. I'm very organized and very determined on certain things, and I have to get things done. I'm very motivated. Also, that's another thing that gets me going, especially when I see a lot of the stereotypes still about Italians and Italian Americans. I just feel that people have to know what's going on, and you know, as long as if I can reach one person, that could make a difference.
Wow, I couldn't agree with you more, Janice. I'm not kidding. It's like you're speaking what's in my brain and my heart. So God bless you, what you're doing. Keep it
Thank
up.
Thank you.
Do me a favor, though. Take a trip to Italy. You need to go to Italy. I'm sorry, but you need to visit Italy. If it's only 10 days, go off season. It's real cheap, less tourists, less hot, and just go wherever you want to go. I mean, just whatever you see, it will be a plus, a bonus, and you appreciate this stuff so much that you really do need to make a trip to Italy. But you are... wow, you're a powerhouse of what we need. And like I said, thank you for all you're doing for Italian America. So if people go to your website, I'm going to repeat that. It's JT Mancuso. So JTMANCUSO.com. From there, they could find links to all these different things we discussed and all these different projects that you are doing, correct?
Yes. As soon as they go onto my website, the links are right there. They don't even have to scroll down. They can just see the links.
Okay. Beautiful.
To all the
beautiful.
Things. Yeah.
Well, Janice, thanks for the interview. I'm so glad that we got to do this. Because
me too.
I really want
Thanks
people
so much.
To know about you and to know about all these projects you're doing. And they're all for the betterment of Italian America and Italian Americans. So thank you. Thank you so much, and keep doing it.
I will. Thank you.